He's on his way.
Thank you. Mr. Elliott, was this done under the statute that allows us to take action today?
Pardon?
Is this done under the statute that allows us to take action today?
It would involve the statutory requirement for that.
Mr. Elliott, you had some concerns about the proof of notice to the utility providers?
I did not see evidence of proof of notice of utility providers when we submitted it. Which is a statutory requirement.
Miss David, do you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I was wondering if I needed to do that.
I don't know if you maybe. Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah, I was gonna verify.
And then the other concern, I think, Mr. Elliott, was that the petitioner failed to provide the recorded plat.
Yeah, and that's what I was provided. Ms. Lawrence provided that to me on Friday to look at, which is what I was just showing. So that's kind of the basis of this other concern that we just discussed.
I have seen that now. Because my concern is I wasn't taking the zoning to ensure I had all the correct paperwork, and I would have been able to submit that class off if I didn't know what you needed to do in your packet in the game.
Well, and I could be wrong on this, so correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Riley. Typically, in these situations, you hire an attorney, and an attorney comes up and does it for you. And
well,
so...
you did have an attorney, you drew everything out.
Okay, okay.
You actually communicated that, you know, talking, then, all three, you make sure the correct information and everything, the legal description, like, for the county.
Right, it would be...
Mr. Motley drew everything out.
Okay. It would be your attorney's responsibility to make sure all the checks are... Okay. All the check marks, boxes are check marks. Mr. Stair just walked in. Scott, what we're trying to figure out, ultimately, I think this is something that we're all moving, we're trying to get the same thing done. I mean, we're trying to get the right pieces of the puzzle put in place so that we can move forward with taking over that road and taking care of that issue down there. And that's something we've been working on for, I know you've been working on for a long time. And I mean, I've been working on it since I even got into office 7-8 years ago. So this is something that, you know, we've been working on with the neighbors down there, especially on the, I guess they'd probably be on the opposite side of the road.
And there's some effort that I don't know if you're aware of. He did call into the town and, you know, his house is for sale.
Right.
And he did say he has no issues with.
Right. So I didn't know that he called in, but I knew that he, I did know that he didn't have any issues. So.
Yeah.
Did Devin? All right. Anyways, so what was our question for Scott as far as?
Well, is it necessary for the plat that we're looking at? Why are we up here to vacate this? I'm not seeing this triangle in the actual plat unless it's been replatted. And
I received the plat at the office that showed the movement of that lot line within the right of way. So then I talked to Devin. And Devin said, yeah, we want to narrow that right of way to 50 feet, but she can't just absorb that right of way into a plat. So that little sliver needs to be vacated.
So they're vacating it so that our easement isn't over 50 feet.
Correct. It has a weird, the two roads weren't lined up.
But this doesn't solve that.
Well, it will. It just made it a real wide right of way that Devin did.
Did Devin leave?
Just going to mapping, to map it out.
Well, what does this mean, Poppy Grove? What does it mean, 40 feet? What does this mean right here? What's about 40 feet? This is the one that I think you sent, Nikki.
This is the old original one. You see how the roads don't meet, but now they do.
But
so I don't know how
is the road worth, is the road according to that plat there now?
But on our beacon, they line up on this side. They don't line up on the west side. So I received a plat that showed this triangle absorbed into these lots.
Is that this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this
is showing 40 feet from here to here. Is that what we have? Do we have 40 feet from here to here? That's from here to here.
That I don't know. That was
tested. What were you thinking 50 feet was?
Devin just said he didn't want that whole wall.
Nikki.
Why?
Nikki. Thank you.
This is this 78?
Yeah, 75 or 78.
Well, okay. I just want to know if we have the same one.
Yes.
Okay. This one's going to say everything I saw was 40.
Devin, what does this accomplish by vacating that portion?
I'm a little confused now. Why we vacated it didn't make sense. Well, maybe because ourselves.
But vacating this doesn't shift that line over, it just vacates that portion. Am I wrong?
So how does it in and of itself would only be vacating that triangle?
How do we get that moved over? I'm assuming the neighbor would have to. How do we get those rows aligned? What action can we take to make those rows aligned?
Well, have you got Kathy looking at the east line?
She's
not okay. It's on Beacon. She shows the east line.
Map. The east line.
The west line is offset. Line. 20 feet or something.
So if that's the case,
we took the road in right now the way it is. We come to that point.
But if the plat's already showing that the east line is in line, then...
The east line is, but the west line on the ditch side wouldn't be.
Here's the map.
Okay. But just because you have the easement there doesn't mean you have to build the road over that far. Right? I mean, I guess I'm failing. Am I missing something? Just because you got 150 feet doesn't mean you have to build the road 150 foot wide.
Beacon is showing.
I understand what Beacon's showing,
but I don't know what the basis of that offset being taken in and road is. I don't know the answer to that.
Is the road put in according to the plat?
Well, there is no road. It's just a gravel drive.
Mm-hmm. Then if it came, which I'd had somebody call and object for us did not want to say it then. But if it did come to that, would that not the entire road have to be surveyed according to be put in according to the plat?
Oh, this is the new one.
If we were going to take it. Normally we require that. Normally when we take a road in, we require that it's surveyed what we're taking in to know what we're taking in. Do we not?
Just because Beacon says it doesn't mean it's accurate. Because where does Beacon get this information?
An instrument of record, presumably.
Presumably. So where's that record? Because all the records we have now is of 2007 plat, and it does not show its lined up, right?
That is the one document I
have. Mr. Sterrett, do you know of any other document that shows that the plat's lined up besides Beacon? Are they looking for that right now? Thank you.
Are those big old maps considered legal or anything along the older areas?
Can you announce, ma'am, could you come up to the we are recording and we need, come on up,
okay.
And we need to get your name for the record.
Oh, I'm Ann Sonnington.
Okay.
I own property on Harvey Gulch Road that is undeveloped that I cannot get to and have not been able to get to for years. And I did a petition a long time ago, and I had those big maps from a long time ago. I didn't bring them today because Melissa kind of took the lead. But I don't know if they would help. I've got a lot of history on that. You'll probably know that history.
Yes, so depending upon the source of the maps, that'd be a legal question. Mr. Elliott, do you know?
Well, they came out of the county, but they're the old aerials.
The old aerials.
Is that legal?
I mean, we would just have to look at the recorded plats on the west side of the road and the east side of the road. That's kind of what we're talking about right now.
Yeah,
it looks like we've got what's going on the west side of the road. We understand what's going on. The question is what's going on the east side of the road, because my understanding is the Riverside Acres was only west a Poverty River Gulch, not east of it. And it looks like there's a misalignment problem on Poverty Gulch, where the south part of it is shifted to the west and the north part of it is shifted to the east.
And you know why it's like that?
Beacon?
No, not Beacon. Can you pull this up and have that plat put on here so they can see what we're seeing? That's like, why there's a question.
Like you do at P&Z.
Yeah,
can you draw that up?
But see,
and I don't know what the survey width is, but if that road could go through, except for that little piece in front of Memphis, could you not build a variance for a 40-foot road instead of a 50 just right there, so that road could be taken over by the county? That is a horrible road.
When you start looking at,
I don't know if that's an idea.
When you start looking at road standards, if we start deviating from the road standards, it opens up a whole new can.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's something that can't be done, and again, council will be able to help us with that matter.
It's just a seemingly circumstance, and that road has been there,
oh,
I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
With that, it's seemingly circumstance.
Like I said, it's all something that we've been working on for a while now. It's an issue that we've all...
And Mr. Medford didn't want it to go through for so many years, and now that we've got the road...